Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoonmaker, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Hakpada. Okay, ladies, this is our last session for this topic, and we have to fill in the other three tools. Okay, tool number three is Bitachon. And bitachon in Hashem helps me remove resentment from my heart. Why? The chovos halvavos, duties of the hearts of Rabbeinu Bachya, in the Shar HaBitachon, third chapter, fifth condition, he says that nobody can do damage to another person beyond what Hashem had in mind for the person to experience. And therefore, when I'm resentful that this person caused me pain, caused me loss, caused me some kind of suffering. According to Rabbeinu Bachya, the person was at best, or at worst, you might say, a messenger for a journey that I had to go through anyway. Now, if this person contributed and wanted to cause me harm, Hashem will take care of that. But I have to realize that no human being can do damage to me beyond what Hashem wanted. So when I say lowercase h, why is he doing this to me with resentment? I can capitalize the h and look up and say, why is he doing this to me? Hashem, what is Hashem who loves me? How does he want me to grow through this? I call this going vertical. When you look horizontally at another person who's causing you pain, you're so angry. But when you turn it vertically, you say, okay, Hashem needed me to go through this journey and I'm going to grow from this. Again, you still may need to be able to discuss it with the person and you still might need to use some of the other tools that we're discussing. But Bitachon tells you that the loss that this person caused you to happen was a loss that was going to happen anyway. And sometimes with using Bitachon, it helps us bring down some of the resentment that we have that this person caused me damage. This person actually was a messenger to cause me damage that would have happened anyway. Okay, tool number four, prayer, tefillah. Ladies, we daven for Hashem to bring Mashiach. We daven for Hashem to heal the sick and to end the wars. We can daven that Hashem should take the resentment out of our hearts. I often think of this when I say the words, V'taher libenu la'avdecha be'emet. Purify my heart so that I could truly worship you, Hashem. I need space in my heart for all the good things. And if it's taken up with too much resentment, then I don't have the purity to worship Hashem completely. I also feel that often resentment is the kind of thing that, like when something bad happens, you might be thinking about it 50 times a day. But if I ask you about it 5 years later, you'll say to me, oh, yeah, that was a hard time in my life. Which means that, we have a concept in neuroscience called brain plasticity. At first, you were obsessed with this topic, but then it went from 50 times a day, eventually to 40, to 30, to 20. It will eventually resolve itself. We're asking Hashem to speed up the process of it moving off my radar screen. And I find that it's very, very helpful when we daven. We show Hashem that we don't want to be, we have no advantage in being a victim. We're not enjoying it. We'd like to not feel this way. And I find it's very, very helpful and it helps people move on when we're able to do that. The very last tool in the five tools that we've been speaking about is called humor. Revolba talks about this, but it's not humor, ha ha. It's what's called bedichut hadat, which means a certain kind of a lightness. And really what it is, it's a blend between psychological insight and love. When a human being does something to me, I right away think this person was trying to hurt me. But very often, hurt people, or something is going on with them. Revolba has this beautiful lashon. He says that this midah is ayin hada l'chulshot b'nei adam, a sharp eye for picking up people's weaknesses, meaning psychological insight, mibli lezelzel be'erkam, without devaluing the person. You could say this person is competitive, but I love them anyway. This person might be lacking tact. He says that this midah has Chemla al kshayom. You can have compassion for somebody who's going through a hard time. Like we said, maybe this person's suffering and that's why they're acting so difficult. Or salchanut l'chalushei hadat. Forgiveness for people who are lacking emotional intelligence. They may be rocket scientists, but they don't understand the nuances of emotional intelligence, and therefore they do things that are sometimes a little bit off. Rav Volpe says, when pikchud and ava, when intelligence and love blend, you get this midah of humor. Now, what's humorous about it? It's not funny. But humor is your ability to laugh at something that you otherwise would cry about, or to be lighter. We're not talking about laughing so much, but you're sitting in an audience and you're observing, why is this person acting this way? It's not all about me. I'm the bystander now who's understanding the person who's perpetrating this and what's going on with them. And it allows me sometimes to be a little lighter when I realize that it's not that they're so against me, it's that they have something difficult in their nature. So just to summarize, we've dealt with five tools. Dropping the measuring stick is vitor, that's number one. Tohaha, constructive conversation, is number two. Bitachon, trust in God, is number three. Prayer, asking Hashem to remove my, to clean my heart, is number four. And a lighter, more psychologically insightful perspective is number five. It's been wonderful learning with you, ladies. And halavai, we should be zocha to have a clean heart. Thank you so much for learning together.